She is by the Window by Anthony Addis. Performed by Marnie Penning.
Jessica is by the window. The brooding portrait of a petty nobleman stands on the room's north wall behind her. She doesn't know the nobleman's name, because he died long before she was born. It is a grim, dark painting, depicting a glowering, lined face bathed in shadows, and a lean body clothed in gloomy garments. It is unfortunate that the painting is in this, her favorite room in the house, preferred even to her bedroom. The fireplace stands in the room's west wall, cold and empty, yet filled with happy memories. The mantelpiece is ornamented with lifeless china figures and dry, dead flowers in white vases. A heavy white rug lies on the floor before the fireplace. She remembers playing on the rug long ago, with the fire roaring and crackling behind her, casting light and heat throughout the room. Now, the room is dark, and everything is cold. Despite the passing of many years, the room hasn't changed since the days when she used to play by the fire. The velvet and mahogany chairs are in the same places that they have always been. She can just discern the silhouettes, for it is night and very dark. Night's darkness has entered the room through the lead-paneled bay window. Outside, heavy, threatening clouds hang from the black sky. The road beyond the house is silent and empty. No cars drive by, and no one walks past the house along the pavement. There is no evidence to show that anyone in the world is alive. Everywhere is silent. The room, the house, the world outside the window. Silent. No wind or rain. Only the clouds banking thick and deadly overhead. Nothing stirs in the house. No one breathes, snores, walks or talks. No heart beats to counter the night's intrusive, prevailing silence. She tries to imagine the house's sounds in daylight, but only succeeds in reawakening painful, bittersweet memories of the sounds she once made, playing on the rug, immersed in games only she played. She misses people, even after time has passed and the world had turned and turned and turned. She longs for her parents with a fierce, needful love that throbs and aches. Their love for her was a warm, protective cloak, but now it seems unimaginably distant. Her father was a powerful man. She was always dimly aware of the influence he held over other people. But sometimes he used to play with her on the rug in front of the fire, or tell her stories of fantastic lands and peoples. He is dead now, and has been for a long time. Her mother was beautiful, and dark-haired and caring, and she was always there. Jessica used to believe that her mother would still be there for her, even after her death. She'd been wrong. Her mother died shortly after her father, and with her died love, happiness, and hope. Jessica has never moved on from their deaths. Time stopped in her parents' room, with her mother lying under her bed covers, pale, beautiful, and dead. After all this time, Jessica's loneliness has burrowed deep within, and is now part of her. She is apart from humanity and life, alone, except for that all too brief beginning, when she was cloaked by her parents' love and presence. She has always been alone. She often comes to stand by this window, to look out at the world and attempt to feel like she is part of the world. Sometimes she yearns to venture outside, but she never will, because although her existence is lonely and cold, it is all she is capable of. Intending to go to another room, she moves from the window, but hesitates when she hears a noise. Someone is walking on the pavement outside. She drifts back to the window, waiting and watching. It is a young man, tall, with short dark hair. He is wearing casual clothes, and he is walking slowly, as though he is savoring the night's serenity. He hasn't seen her yet. She hopes that he won't notice her at all, but makes no effort to draw back from the window. Fascinated by this living, breathing person, she stares at him as he walks closer until he is alongside the house. Perhaps sensing her watching eyes, he turns his head toward the window, and she realizes that he has seen a beautiful, empty house, dark in the night, with no lights on. Moonlight glints on a big bay window where a 9 or 10 year old girl is standing. Her straight blonde hair reaches to the small of her back. Freckles run across the bridge of her nose. She is wearing a pale white nightgown with laces tied across the front and shoulders. The nightgown's cuffs at her wrists are pleated and flared. The little girl stares at him with such a longing expression, his heart aches with sorrow. Behind her, he can see a dark, plain wall. The child is only 10 yards from him at the most. She stretches a curled hand out to touch the window with her fingertips, drawing them down the glass in straight parallel lines. Unnerved, he increases the length of his stride. Once he is past, he wonders if he really saw her, for it is late, and no child should be up at this time, alone and standing by the window in the dark of a desolate house.